If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio. To have Shirley be your personal oral health coach, you can reach out to her via email, shirley@crosslinkradio.com.
Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, your host for the show today, as I am every day. And this isn't traditional radio. This is podcast, in case you hadn't figured that out. And we talk about a lot of different topics on CrossLink Radio. And today is no exception. We're going to be taking a little deeper dive into the backs of dental practices and small medical practices as we talk about a business solution today. It's not every day that we talk about things like this, but I think in order to have a health show, you have to have a healthy business life. And in order to have that, you need to have access to things that are not going to drive you crazy and things that are going to make your life easier so that you have energy left over to talk about things like the oral systemic link, for instance, and the relationship between sleep apnea and diabetes and periodontal disease and looking for things that are wrong as opposed to just getting the person in and out. Patients probably don't like hearing that very much because they would rather just get in and out, but they would be very upset if we missed something because we were really distracted over a phone call or we couldn't find a chart or some other drama that happens routinely in a dental practice. So today I'm going to be talking with Dustin Bybee, the Director of Marketing, and Rob Miller, the Director of Business Development at a company called Weave. I met Rob at the Speaking Consulting Network meeting that I was at in June in Portland. And so we kind of were talking about a bunch of different things, and I thought, gee whiz, you know, we really do need to have something more like this on CrossLink Radio. So Weave is a software company that makes the practice management software in the dental office speak to the phone system. Weave provides an office with a free phone system and becomes the dental office's phone service provider. So they replace AT&T, Comcast, and whatever. Weave makes it so that when the phone rings, before the front office staff ever pick up the phone, they'll be able to see on their screen who it is that's calling, who the children are, who the other members of the family are in the household, if they have appointments, if they owe any money, if they have this, whether they do that, and all of that is kind of like a caller ID on steroids. Weave also has the ability to provide call recording for phone calls coming in and out of the practice. Weave also provides call metrics to the office to help them understand how many calls come to the practice every day, how many go out, how many are picked up, you know, all of that kind of hoo-ha stuff that everybody wonders about and everybody's like, huh, well, that'd be cool. I wonder if we can get that. So let's open up the microphones here for Dustin Bybee and Rob Miller. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It took a little to get going, but and you're all moved into your new offices and you're ready and ripping to go, right?
We are. Fun transition. It was fun to move, but we're ready to go on. We're very excited to be in the position that we're in right now.
Awesome. So did I describe it accurately? Your Weave system?
You did a great job. You did a very good job. You know, as you said, we sometimes describe it as a caller ID on steroids. Really, it's not even meant, surely, to be stuck just within a dental practice. It has the ability to be in any sort of practice, right, that has a practice management system that's accessing data on a household, a family household, or whoever it may be. We can access that information and give it to the practice before they need it. That's really the whole goal. And if I can tell you a little bit of, you know, our backstory, Shirley.
Yeah.
We began in the industry about 7 years ago. And really what we did is we began in dental, and all we did was recall 4 dental practices, which means a dental practice would hire us to call their recall list and set appointments for them. As we did that, and as we tried to set these appointments back into a dental office's practice management software, we kind of found a pain point within medical practices, and that was, you know, how do you conveniently access that data when you need it? And so it was about 3 years ago that we've actually said, let's create a software that actually integrates your phone system with your practice management software. That way, when a patient calls in, you don't ever have to ask, what's your last name and how do I spell it, right?
It's,
I mean, you've obviously felt that pain point, right? That when you call anywhere, customer service or a practice, the first question is what's your date of birth, or, you know, what's your last name and how do I spell it?
Or answering it 8 times, especially when I'm calling Microsoft, and they get shifted and shifted and shifted, and every single time I have to go through my whole entire dossier. And I find it really bizarre that a computer company has to do that. It should be traveling with my information. So is that kind of the problem that you're solving with your software?
That's exactly what we set out to accomplish, is to make it so when somebody calls into, and really I want to be generic as possible, if it's a dental office, an orthopedics office, an orthodontics office, a podiatrist.
It can be any really small office or small business, right? I'm thinking of my computer guy. He's got a little business that he has different patients or customers. Could he also benefit?
Yeah, so obviously we're not integrated with all of those practice management softwares right now, mm-hmm. but the goal and the ability is that we can and will be. So the goal is to make it so that, let's take an example of you, right? If you're going into the dental practice and you make a phone call, you call into that practice, before the dental team ever picked up that phone, they would know that you were calling in. They would know who your husband was, all the children in the household. They would see all of that on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So she could literally pick up the phone, and if you said, hi, this is Shirley, she could respond right back with, how are you? How is Molly? How is Sally? How are your children?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have that touch point. She also has the ability to say, it looks like why I have you on the phone, Shirley, that Molly turned 16 on Saturday. Wish her a happy birthday for us. Also why I have you on the phone, it looks like you've got Sally, who is outstanding. She was supposed to see us 2 months ago, and we still don't have an appointment set for her. So why I have you on the phone, we need to set that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And also why I have you on the phone, you owe us $200 from your last visit. You still haven't paid us.
So it increases the warmth factor and the creep out factor. So it must take some kind of a practice to be able to do that and not sound kind of like mind reedy and Twilight Zone like.
Totally. It all comes down to training, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that front office efficiency and truly understanding how to use it when you need it. But it's a very valuable tool.
Yeah. Sounds like it. It sounds like it's really comprehensive, too, if you can go through all of those checkpoints in order to make a conversation be more natural or more comprehensive.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And really, what we've talked about thus far is really just the first 30 seconds of a phone call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you look at front office efficiency, and we've actually done a lot of case studies on this, and we've done case studies through medical offices as well as through, you know, dental orthodontics offices.
Mm-hmm.
We've done case
mm-hmm.
studies where we've looked at how do we manage front office efficiency, right? In order to be truly efficient at the front office, you know, we need to know how to answer the phone with a smiling face every
right.
single time. We need to have the information at our fingertips. We need to actually track call recording to be able to train our front office staff. We need to be able to track the metrics of how many calls are coming in and out of the practice. You know, as an office understands those metrics, it allows them to be a lot more efficient and have the checklist to accomplish everything.
And one of the important parts is that we're not trying to replace the practice management software. You know, a lot of individuals that hear this for the first time say, look, I already have all of that information. What we found in one of our case studies is that, well, we surveyed about 1,000 different offices, and what we found is that on average there are about 17 missed appointment opportunities per week per practice. And what I mean by that is, let's say Shirley, that you call in for an appointment because you broke a tooth. So you schedule that appointment, and that's typically the end of the call.
Yeah.
Well, what our information will show us on the screen is that, look, you have two kids that are actually, you know, 3 months past due from their for a cleaning or whatever. Mm-hmm. So 17 missed appointments on average per week with the dental practices nationwide. So because we have that information, you know, we can address those things. And again, we're not trying to replace the practice management software. We're trying to find everything that's relevant and important, you know, to put in front of that patient at the right time. There's two things that we focus on. The first is patient relationship. The second is revenue opportunities. Mm-hmm. And that summarizes a lot of it. So I'm sorry, Dustin, I kind of jumped in there.
No, that's perfect.
Okay, hold on just 1 second. I'm going to write this down. Relationship. Oh, I can't spell either. All right, so here's the thing. If I call in and I'm a patient and I say I need to set up an appointment because so-and-so found that I had this other problem. And so I make the appointment. That is the better time to say, oh, Shirley, you know what? You also have this other thing that the hygienist was telling you about 2 times ago and that we never finished doing. And then I say, oh my gosh, that's right. I really wanted to have that done. Let's say whitening, tooth whitening. And so as opposed to I'm laying down in the chair and the dental assistant comes up and says, oh, the front office just stopped over and they said you wanted to white your teeth. You want to do that today? That to me sounds a lot more smooth to have it done on the phone as opposed to when I'm laying down trying to make a $500 decision on my back and not having the time set aside to do it, where if I would have come an hour earlier or an hour later, it could have made a world of difference to me as a patient.
Very well put. Very, very well put.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
I think sometimes we just are so worried about, you know, relationships from the office side that we really don't think of positive ways that it also is affecting the customer. Because I can see a lot of customers going, I'm not going to call because they're going to remember about that other thing that I wanted to do or I didn't want to do or something like that. And I can,
yeah.
It could also go the other way. Oh, no, Mrs. Smith is calling. I already talked to her yesterday.
No, you're right on. But when it comes down to it, you think about what brings a patient back into your practice.
Mm-hmm.
And what brings a patient back into your practice is that relationship. If they feel like you know who they are and they feel like you know something about them, you begin to kind of own their heart, right?
Right.
Once they trust you, they're going to see you as a thought leader and they're going to see you as a trusted advocate for them. And so that first relationship, as you just said, does not begin once they're laying there on their back in the dentist office or whatever office it may be.
Right.
It is that very first phone call that helps them feel like, yes, I trust this office. They're on top of what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and I've developed a relationship with them. So therefore, I will show up for my appointments. I'll show up on time. I'll get more service done, and I will refer my friends to that office because I trust.
Do you have case studies to show that that's what happens using your software?
So we have many case studies. From the patient perspective, it's a little bit more challenging, right?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of case studies out there, and I can actually, I can send over a PowerPoint presentation that can actually link through some of that data that shows just how owning your patient's heart leads to more referrals, more money spent, and a better patient relationship. So yeah, I can link to a PowerPoint that walks through some of that.
Good. I like that you said you link to the patient's heart. Because that's more what we need to do. I've worked for a lot of dentists, and some of them were really, really good, and some of them were not. And it always struck me that if the relationship was there, it didn't matter, this is going to sound terrible now. I'm almost sorry I started it. But patients trusted the dentist who they related well to, who they yucked it up with, who they, you know, talked on a personal level with. And that overrode everything else, I think.
No, I think you're spot on. I mean, I think you're right that it's a challenging thing to say it that way, but it's the relationship. And again, now I'm saying this is the relationship is almost more important than the, I'm not going to say the quality,
yeah,
but I'm going to say the relationship follows the heart, and then their wallet follows their heart.
There you go.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Well, and the likelihood, again, this is another statistic that's difficult. We can get some information on it, but if there is an emotional connection, then they are significantly less likely to cancel an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a patient that has that emotional, you know, connection, hey, they know who I am, we're friends, we're, you know, we know about each other, they're a lot less likely to, you know, cancel or change that appointment or no show altogether. So again, it's about that. It's about the relationship.
Yeah, it's always about the relationship. And I've noticed that in my presentations as well. You know, if the audience likes me, they're going to listen to me more than when I stand up there and really give them a good spanking, which which I've been known to do too. And having the front office person be the front and the first and the most and the warmest part of the interaction, I think, is really critical. Also, before the patient ever even gets to the back, they need to know that their information is safe, that there's not going to be a lot of gossiping going on, and that the person in the front also knows who they are and what they can be helping with.
Absolutely. Right on.
So can you add personal notes in a specific area that can get called up to? So, you know, the spot that they saw on the soft tissue that the patient is reluctant to have biopsied can be brought up at that time too, or is there a way to do that? Because it's not really like a treatment code.
Yeah, so, you know, you have within every phone call. So when the phone call comes in, you're getting that patient profile. You're at there is a tab for notes, right? You can leave a note if Dustin picked up that phone call. I can leave a note, and it's going to timestamp it that Dustin Bivey left that phone call and left that note at 3 p.m. And I'm going to leave exactly what we spoke about on that conversation. If that householder were to call in the next day, and surely you picked up that phone call, you're going to be able to click on note and see that there's a note there, and you're going to see the premise of our conversation that day before.
Mm.
So you're going to be able to pick up right where we left off and know exactly what happened, and it's right there within that patient profile. On the Weave client.
Excellent.
And a lot of things that we see on that, on the notes, I'll just add one quick thing, is, you know, a lot of, when it comes to clinical information, obviously they're going to put that into the practice management software. The notes section that we have for, you know, for calls that are on the fly, a call comes in, we need to talk to them, we like to put things that are of more of a personal nature. So if you're talking to Dustin, and you have a little note there, or two or three. One of them says, you know, Dustin took his family to Hawaii last week. You could say that, you know, his daughter Molly doesn't like so-and-so to clean her teeth. She's afraid of her, whatever. You can put those little notes in. And again, when you're on that call with Dustin, you can have those notes in front of you. You can say, hey, by the way, how was your trip to Hawaii? And I do remember we need to make sure that Molly doesn't get a cleaning from, you know, so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
So the notes that are on the, you know, within the application, we like to have those more relationship-based than clinical-based.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good point. I'm just wondering, too, is this going to replace somebody in the office? Is this going to be efficient enough that you only need one person in the front, or is this better for the offices that opt to not have a front office person?
That's a great question, honestly. Not one that we get very often. It's kind of a funny thought, right? you know, our goal is not to, you know, I guess what it comes down to is it allows the front office to be more efficient.
Right.
So that leaves it up for interpretation to how that doctor sees the necessity up front, right?
So let's take a, for instance, some of these really micro offices choose to not have somebody up in the front. So the call comes in, the patient leaves a message, and then the doctor or the assistant calls then in between the appointments. So they have a little longer cleanup, swap out time between appointments to take care of those calls. So the call is, how is that related then? So, you know, even in a veterinary office or an optician's office, I imagine they have similar kind of practice models where it's front office less, and then the phone system is really critical for that kind of a thing.
Yeah, so in that instance, yes, it absolutely could, right? Because as that phone rings, they're going to be able to spend less time on the phone and create more revenue on the phone because they're being prompted of the pertinent things that need to be taken care of on that call. So in that instance, yes, it could help a practice save a salary or an hourly wage on a front office staff.
You know, the neat thing is we boast having the best research and development department probably in the country because we've outsourced it. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about this in Portland, but basically we have consultants, IT professionals, people that have been in dental for a very long time and are very up to speed. And if you take a Kirk Brent or if you take a Judy Kay, they're going to instruct how the front office needs to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you're on a call, again, like Dustin said, you need to smile. But also before you hang up, you need to ask if there are any other appointments. You need to be able to look at this and that. What we've done is we've taken all of that information, all of that training, and put it into the software system. So not to replace a front office individual, it's essentially to take that front office individual and turn them into a superstar, to turn them into somebody that knows and applies all the things that you know, all the consultants are preaching about and trying to teach them and trying to get them to just take these few steps on the phone to increase the relationship, to increase the revenue opportunities. So what we've done is we've created a way to put all of that in front of them and, you know, turn them into professionals, into superstars, so to speak.
Yeah, everybody likes to have a little hand getting to be a superstar, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So I see you have, I'm looking at your website right now, and you have a couple of really cool things. You have a blog on here. So people can kind of see how things are being used. Is that right? And it's getweave.com.
Yep, getweave.com is the website. There's a few videos. You can actually go to the software tab and watch a 7-minute video that shows you how that app looks on the desktop of the front office of a medical practice. And the blog, you know, our goal with that is to put very good, relevant, unique, timely information that's valuable for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot of different things, you know, experiences from the offices that use Weave. You'll also just see some very good information to know about hiring, you know, about word usage when you're putting out some marketing material and things of that nature. Our goal is for that to be a source of reliable information to help a practice become more efficient in what they do.
Now, I noticed in your description that you sent to me that you're replacing the phone system in the office with the phones that you're providing them. Do you do this with mobile phones, or do you have desktop phones, or how is that best done?
So they're desktop phones. So, you know, what we've noticed, especially within dental, is there are a lot of practices that have phone systems that are, you know, 10 plus years old. What we will do is we'll actually come in and we become your phone service provider. So we would replace the phone system, which means with the phones that you have sitting on the desks, we would give you brand new phones. We use a Polycom phone, and we would replace the hardware for you for free, and then we actually port your phone numbers over.
Wow.
So that Weave becomes your phone service provider, and we make those phones, our phones, speak with your practice management software.
Do you have a way to do this with cell phones so that you know, these smaller practices that may not have somebody to take over for the weekend or whatever, so the doctor or the front office people will have access to everything on their cell phone?
Yeah, so we have an app, absolutely. It's an app that gives you everything that we've talked about today, you know, the ability to have that call information when the patient calls in, see their last appointment, their due date, mm-hmm. call recording, call metrics in the practice. We have an app that allows you to have that as an extension of your practice. So, for example, if the office manager or the doctor is out of the practice and their app is on, they would be able to receive calls as if they were sitting into the practice. So when that phone rings, it would be their app that would ring, and they would actually be able to see that, you know, again, Dustin Bybee was calling in and mm-hmm. his household information. And so, yeah, you have the ability to have all that information from your phone, as well as you have the ability to communicate from that. So if a doctor is out of the office and he has to do a checkup on a couple of patients that he treated that day, he has the ability to log into the app. He's going to have a scrolling menu of every single patient, a phone list of all of his patients and phone numbers in there that he can click. The moment that that call goes out to that household or that text message goes out to that household, it actually acts as if that phone call goes from the practice, not from that doctor's personal cell phone.
So that's pretty cool. So I'm thinking back to a particularly bad snowstorm we had where we had to shut down the office for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. And the front office person, one person in the front office, took the schedule home with them, and they had to make those calls for six hygienists and 5 doctors. And that person was on the phone for hours canceling patients' appointments. So can multiple people have the app on the phone so the hygienist can call their own patients?
Absolutely. So they would all be able to have the app, call their own patients. Even better than that, Shirley, is you not better than that, but another option would be is to, from the app, send a text message, a mass text message to all of the appointments.
Oh, there you go.
That says the office is closed due to weather. But what you said is spot on. You would be able to have each hygienist log into the app, see their schedule for the day. and make those phone calls and move those appointments.
That's slick. And then patients will know too then, and they don't have to wait and wait and wait or try to call the office and nobody's there because they're snowed in. So,
right,
yeah, that would really slick it up. I don't know if you have snow days in Utah, but every now and then we have a snow day here in Wisconsin.
We didn't this year, but we typically do every year. We went through February in the 60s, so kind of a weird year here, but yes, we do experience that.
Well, we're kind of at the end of our time here, so I want to make sure that everybody knows where to go to get more information and anything else that you want to say before we shut down for CrossLink Radio today.
You know, if you come to our site, which is getweave.com, you can fill out a submission form that will essentially, you know, we can have a rep give you a call, answer any questions, go through that. What we like to do, though, is we like to understand, you know, where we're being heard. We like to understand, how well our efforts are doing in many different directions. So when you talk to a rep, when you call or submit an inquiry, make sure and let them know that you heard about Weave on the show, because we love to give as much credit as we can. And so, yeah, just mention where you heard it, and we would very much appreciate that.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
And then if you're a patient, you could probably let your dental office know, or your pharmacy, or your... or your vet's office know that there's a better phone option and that you don't have to keep going and having these painful phone conversations when you're calling these offices. Thank you so much, you guys, Dustin Bybee and Rob Miller of Weave.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're super welcome. And that's it for CrossLink Radio for today. And I hope that you enjoyed yourself today. Please take a minute and subscribe to the website, because that helps everybody. And go ahead and share the show. That's what this is all about. I don't do this just to hear myself talk. And I really am here to help you find options to make your life better and easier. So have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next time.